going, tippy toes are going this way. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Hey, look. Look at that. How about that? Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. So I'm going to introduce the next speaker. Usually from Ho'oponopono we have Leia Gruppen, but unfortunately she is not here with us this year.
Aww. You're the lucky kid.
But too sad.
But
so,
chicken butt.
In her place, Dean Georgette. I just want to take a few seconds to say that when Art called me and he said, Natalie, can you introduce from Ho'oponopono Dean? I said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Because you know that Dean and I go way back, especially way back when he said,
hey.
He says, are you still into those Japanese cartoons? Oh lordy, doesn't that just say something right there? So yes, Dean met me when I was like, what, 16, 17? So yeah, so way back. So I was very excited. So Dean came to Hawaii somewhere in the 70s. And he was a long, I don't know what the laugh is, somewhere around there. So he's in the 70s, and he was a long time Ho'oponopono client. And in 2005, he became the technology instructor. And then after that, working with him in 2013, he became his current position, the Ho'oponopono New Visions Orientation Instructor. So without further ado, please welcome Dean Georgette.
Unfortunately, she had to go to some leadership conference on the mainland,
representing, well, you know, she wouldn't tell you this, but she's currently the president of the NCSAB, the National Council of State Administrators for the Blind. So she's representing that organization there. So that's very prestigious. So we can understand that. We are proud to have partnered with you folks at HAB over the years to champion the cause of blind people. I'm here this morning to report to you on the happenings at Ho'oponopono since we met last year. As many of you know, Ho'oponopono Services for the Blind serves blind people throughout the state and beyond with vocational rehabilitation and other services. What makes up Ho'oponopono, of course, is our counseling session, the Business Enterprise Program, otherwise known as our Randall Shepherd, our New Visions Program, which is our orientation center, our training center, and of course our administration. Here are some highlights of our accomplishments since Leah reported last year. Okay, our counseling section. Last year, since we reported, we've had 92 referrals and 40 rehabilitations. That's a good number. The average hour earnings of the people who we placed in jobs over the last period is $18.14.
Awesome.
It's pretty high. Blind clients were placed in occupations including blind vendor, accountant, groundskeeper, porter, housekeeper, office clerk, sales representative, musician, custom sewer, stock clerk, medical records technician, food prep worker, business operations specialist, social service specialist, psychologist, and project manager, production clerk, community and social service specialist, a counselor, teacher, and small business owner. As you see, you have quite a variety of jobs there. I'm wondering how many people out there think, you know, what blind people are capable of. Just think of that range of jobs I just listed to you. And anything is possible. Part of the counseling program, of course, includes our older blind program, or older individuals who are blind. Thanks to Social Security compensation or reimbursement funds, we're able to run that program. And also thanks to this organization's donation recently of $300,000, you know, we are able to run this program not only here, but we've begun to take it to around the state. So the program is alive and well, where we're able to, where we got 210 referrals into our program. And let's see. And so they continue in Honolulu, or at least to have regular meetings of groups of the older blind who meet about, I think, monthly, and their average size of their groups are about 20. They also have started support groups on the on the Big Island with our staff there. The other part of the counseling section is low vision clinic. Of course, there were 175 referrals last period. 155 people benefited from the services that were delivered, and this includes persons on the neighbor islands. In our counseling section, we have staff that, you know, are dedicated not only to deliver the VR services that a lot of you enjoy in this room, also in the older blind program I talked about, and also the low vision clinic. Here are the people who make it possible. We've had quite a turnover in our department, and we have a new energetic staff of counselors, beginning with our new counseling section supervisor, Claudia Madruga. It is practice that it is practice that people who are newly hired and are in Ho'opono go through the training that we have other students to go through. So right now, she's just been in the job a little over a month and a half, and she'll still be in our program training, just like the rest of our line students, for another about a month and a half. So, and then she'll resume her counseling duties. We also had other counselors join our staff. John Samara, he's out there. Thank you, Albert, for the counselor. Shayla Wakamoto. Assistant Francine Tazak. The people who make our older blind program work and also the low vision clinic are Carol Fujimoto and Carol Mao. On the Big Island, we have Yon Suzuki, who handles OIV activities and low vision clinic activities on the neighbor islands, including the Big Island, but others too, Maui and Kauai. Also has been there, and Lauren, of course, the secretary, who keeps the operations running in the counseling section. Now let me turn to the Business Enterprise Program, okay? Of course, our Randall Shepherd Program, okay? Of course, our BEP program continues, one of the nation's leading programs in terms of leaders in terms of benefits paid out, average net earnings, and number of earnings per capita, or vendors per capita. There are currently 45 blind vendors. Yeah, it's a blind vendor. The new word now, blenders.
Blind blender?
Blind blender.
There are currently 45 blind vendors, three newly licensed. There are 44 sites, and two of them are new in this last period. Blind vendors in Hawaii employ 300 people currently, 19% of whom are visually impaired or have other disabilities. Orientation sessions are conducted as needed for VR clients who are interested in the BEP program. And there's an effort to grow sites beyond the numbers that we have currently. We're getting opportunities on the federal side. Recently, a place opened with the DOD on Hickam Base, the POW-MIA, accounting agency. We have a vendor in there recently. Of course, one opened in the West Hawaii Civic Center. That was a little while ago, back in 2015. And pretty soon we should have another site open, a state site in the Kamamalu building, which will also house, I think, VR, SSO, I think, at our administration in the future, and we'll have a blind vendor there. With the active participation of the Committee of Blind Vendors, the program is working to upgrade or renovate as many of the older facilities as possible, and is exploring additional opportunities in federal, state, and county facilities. They are working with DAGs and on their plans for new facilities. This includes at the airport. The program continues to install additional vending machines with the city and county of Honolulu. The agency is working with unassigned vending machine subcommittee, with the subcommittee of the Committee of Blind Vendors, to review maximizing income to the program. A contract has been executed between the agency and Pepsi to provide vending machine services at unassigned locations on the Big Island and Hawaii. We are exploring the possibility of contracting for the services of a vending machine consultant to identify and implement the placement of vending machines on federal, state, and county properties. The BP and the Committee of Blind Vendors collaborated with the Department of Health, Healthy Hawaii Initiative, to develop the Choose Healthy Now Fund For your vendors here, who are promotion, who participates here? Who's a vendor who participates in that? The Choose Healthy Now participants. You did? Wow. All right. Good. Well, it's an initiative to basically, you know, provide healthier choices for people who purchase from vendors here in the state. State fiscal year 2016 presented opportunities for graduate trainees to begin their probation toward being licensed blind vendors. As a result, we have three newly licensed vendors. We also have two trainees operating facilities and working toward becoming licensed blind vendors. There are four consumers who are enrolled in the next BEP training program, which hopefully commences later this year, perhaps in the summer. The program works with the elected Hawaii Committee of Blind Vendors on matters affecting policy and program development and administration of the Randolph Shepherd Program in Hawaii, holding meetings regularly that also provide customized training for whatever, you know, based on vendors' needs. Leo wants you to know that we are vigilant and committed to support and defend necessary the Randolph Shepherd Program against any challenges. So you have our support and dedication to continuing the support of the BEP program. Okay. Our dedicated staff has changed there too. Of course, it's under the supervision and leadership of Kathleen Fujimoto.
Is she here?
Community vending specialists who go and serve the vendors. Of course, Chris Kamanaha.
Yes, she's here.
Of course, Mary Jane Andres is the secretary. And of course, Janice
Mariah. Susan. What happened to Susan?
We also have someone, a single person section, also under the employment section, I mean under the BEP program, is our employment specialist. She works particularly with all our blind clients to either get their job ready or to work with employers to develop jobs and also to be able to place employees. Her name is Maylene Kalisanow.
She's
make sure that there's a lot of opportunities for those people who want jobs to get those jobs. So there are 19 clients currently employed under her program in the last period. Six clients are currently receiving job readiness training. Eight placements have been made. And there are 12 closures. 12 closures happened after after 90 days, which shows that the types of jobs they're being, clients are being placed in, they're sticking and they're staying in those jobs, which is great. So a great higher retention is good for the employer as well as the client. Let's see. Of course, the employment service specialist continues to visit current employers after the placement has been made to foster professional relationships and also to follow up with clients to make sure they have what they need to be successful in their job. Opoa receives an average of five job leads per week come in from employers to Maylene on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Okay. Now, the adjustment section, or will soon be known as the orientation section, is our training program for blind people. Okay, we have right now in this room, I believe, 9 students. Where are you guys? I'm so pleased to be part of this group. They're so tremendous. Our students that come to us, where they begin and where they leave, we don't even recognize them when they grab the door. No. I mean, it's like a new, might as well give them a new name. That's how different they are. when they go through our training. And of course, that wouldn't be possible without some great staff too. And I'll go through I'll name who they are later. But in any case, students that come to our program, of course, participate in our core classes, which include Braille, always Braille, technology. As a matter of fact, Braille, are you guys taking notes right now? Students? Yeah, okay, good. Just checking. Technology, orientation, mobility, woodshop, and personal home management. Of course. Sorry? In any case, beyond that, they also participate in discussion classes. We call it BOB class, which is the business of being blind, where students share ideas about blindness and they grow as blind people. Students also, they can attend our program either living in our residences, of course, known as the Halle, okay, or they can commute to our program. And we get students from all around the state. Currently we have a gentleman from Maui.
Woo, Micah!
And we have a gentleman from Japan. Although we don't have any currently, we do also have people come from all around the Pacific Rim too, from Samoa, Guam, Micronesia. Besides the core classes, students participate in field classes, which allow them to practice the skills they learn in the center, outside in everyday life, and around the island bus trip, participating in the annual white cane swamp that we have annually, participating in Lions functions that we have around the state, a visit to the Library for the Blind, a small group class to a University of Hawaii football game, are just an example of the types of activities that blind people engage in when they're part of our program. And when you're going around Ala Moana Center during Christmas time, and you're dealing with the crowds and the people, or even, well, the really hard stuff, the difficult stuff, of course, is going to the beach and having picnics. Yeah? That's really a lot of suffering involved there. Okay. And our students, about a year ago, did actually want to go and participate with the city council on some legislation that they were interested in with regards to Uber. Anyway, convinced students and staff attend meetings of groups like this as part of their training. We come here. And we also join not only at your convention here today, but you'll see our students participate in your regular monthly meetings. Consumer groups is such an important part of the support system that anybody who goes blind needs. And so Ho'opono is a very strong advocate for students being exposed to and being involved with organizations like NFB or the ACB. We are pro-consumer group, and we encourage that everyone in our program participate. New Vision students participate in Camp Ho'opono, which is a week-long North Shore activity where it gets quite grueling and challenging. Our students and staff participate in activities ranging from high ropes courses to long hikes, to doing team building and other types of exercises that not only challenge you physically, but mentally. And of course, they participate as blind individuals and, the sky's the limit. New Visions, we have our students also participate in other activities that give back to the community or to other parts of the blind community. The OIB program that I spoke about a little while ago got to hear from some of our students and their experiences. And they're quite motivational when they talk to other blind folks and they're able to share their story and they can see that not only are they coming here to learn, but they can be good examples and role models to others. And thanks to to our students who participate in front of these groups and participate with these opportunities. Our students also participate regularly in a Braille reading program. Some of you here in the HAB also participate. Maureen, I think you do. Yes? You read to preschool children, read Braille. And I can imagine all the things that come up there, and students see blind individuals out there giving back, being proactive. And our students participate in that once they reach a level of Braille proficiency. Thanks to our staff for making that happen.
Did you go to the vision program?
Of course, our staff and students also participate in a lot of activities in the community to improve services to disabled and blind individuals in the community. For instance, oftentimes we're called upon to speak to the bus company in the training of their employees, okay? Or we were asked to participate in a project. When you hear these buses go out, these annunciators, for instance, they make noise. They make noise at all hours of the night, announcing different things, and we participated in the project to help them determine how to fix those decibel levels. So not only do they serve the blind community, but also don't create a noise nuisance to the community at large. Here's an announcement that you folks might have heard, is that our staff, giving up their own time beyond the program, we conduct iPhone and Braille classes. So any of you are welcome to come join us once a month to either take iPhone training or Braille training. No cost. Just come on. It's every second and fourth Monday. Let's see, a couple other highlights. Of course, our staff also participated in going to neighbor islands on occasion to deliver services. Also, like cane travel is a badly needed service on neighbor islands in particular. And our staff is willing to go there, or we're willing to have them go there to meet people in the community who have a need for that, and at least get some training for us on a day or two basis. You know. So, our staff, or our New Visions program, hosted a blindness training and orientation program for participants of the Summer Transition Youth Experience. This happens every year. It's been happening ever since the new law, the WIOA, has required that VR spend 15% of its budget on youth transition. So, which has really prompted us to get into the act of seeing how we can serve blind youth and deliver services to them. And every summer, for the last couple of summers, part of their activities and employment experiences have included training and exposure to our training program. And hopefully, you know, they might consider us as an option before they go on to employment. So our students are very instrumental in making that work, as well as staff. Another thing we do, as I mentioned, our staff that are newly hired do go through our training. So whether you're cited or not, in the last reporting period, 7 new staff have or are still in training at the moment. Our section, which is the New Visions program, the adjustment section, has had 3 new employees over this period of time. The first is our PHM instructor, Kyle Lacanse.
Who is that?
And of course, we have a second O&M instructor in case the first one breaks.
It's already broken.
Back up.
today is Justin Salisbury.
Yay, Justin!
All the way from Connecticut, almost as far as Massachusetts. Okay? And lastly, we finally have a new tech instructor.
Yeah.
We haven't had since I have been in supervisor position. And it is AJB's own Stacy Fasulis. Employment training that goes on in the summer program. We really need to strengthen and work toward building closer relationships with DOE and the DOE teachers. Right now, plans are underway for a summer youth trek to the volcano on the Big Island, to KMC up there on the Big Island. We're going to, they're also working on getting students ready for this summer's employment program. Of course, some of you are members of the Wake Pony Advisory Board. I know Art, Londa, I know Sue earlier with the libraries on that board. It's very important that that board function because they give us, you know, guidance as far as what we do and where we go in the program. The last part of Hope Formal is not so much the program part, but it is the physical part of Hope Formal. You folks know that the building has been there since the 60s. You folks have used it, you've come in for meetings. I know you folks have had a monthly meeting there until recently. Well, that building, and through the dedication and donations from you folks, is finally getting a facelift. Oh. Well, it's not only getting a facelift, it's getting its internal organs removed. But right now, you guys, I know that you guys like, you know, always say, well, when's the bathroom being renovated? You know, we're contributing to that. When is that happening? Well, right now, if you try to use them, good luck. They've been destroyed.
It's closed.
Nothing is
in preparation for that to be rebuilt.
Building is over 100 years old.
Did
not realize that.
No, it's
ancient.
100?
Yeah.
We don't know exactly when it will be done. Because we don't have those contractors and stuff like that. But besides the bathroom, of course, we have renovations planned for the auditorium. We want to make the acoustics a little bit better. Yeah. We want to make. We're going to basically partition off the shop class downstairs, Gordon shop class. We want to put a fence around Gordon. We just want to partition it off so that we can be more efficient in using space down there. So a wall will be built. Part of the building will get a new roof. All of this is part of a $1.8 billion CIP project. Okay. So we really appreciate your support when we go to the legislature asking for these things. This year, Leah wanted me to let you know that once public hearings come out, that there are two money proposals that they're trying to go after. One is $140,000 for another rehab teacher position that would basically work with OIV on the neighbor island, the off island. So they could be based here, but they could be based on any island, but they would be basically serving neighbor islands. The other is a $500,000 appropriation that's required because our DAGs found out that we don't comply with flood zone regulations or whatever, and we need to do some work in that regard. So hopefully the legislature funds that part of our physical rehab of our facility. So we're hoping that within a year that you can come to our place and just, you know, celebrate it as if it's a brand new building. The people who make our program work at the very top, I just mentioned the admin, of course, Gavin Robbins, the community services coordinator, and of course, our administrator, Leah Gubin, is the heart and soul of our place. She really makes a lot of things happen. I'm sure you folks know her really well. She's always the one who comes here and speaks to you. And she's dedicated to making the lives of blind people better, no matter what capacity. That's that's her dream, that's her love, and that's her passion. She's served well by her secretary, who is, in my opinion, the state's most valuable employee, Jerry Contone. She knows everything about getting things through bureaucracies. Okay? So she's an unsung hero of the whole farm.
No, I
can keep going on, but yes. I just, I Claire told me to
there's no more food. Just
kidding. And I think that's an understatement, because you told me you heard a lot of thanks for everything that you've done for us. Not only for us, but for a lot of people in general. You've been hearing these people who are recounting all the things that you told to do. The money that you've given us in the past. And I mentioned Philo earlier with his advice. And Leah, you know, as we were talking about, you know, what, you know, I asked her, well, what should I say to you folks today? And she basically recounted the fact that, you know, Philo was always there, you know, to give us a pat on the back. He was also there to give us a little kick and a nudge down, which we appreciated. We appreciated it because he was honest and he was earnest about what he did for Whole Funnel, and he was always on our side. I know personal experience, anytime I ask him to come and speak to our students, every year, or however often, he'd come to us free and willing to share his experience in life. And in a lot of measure, you know, this organization takes that lead. You know, he takes that lead in this organization, and it follows down. I have to mention Warren. Warren, you've always been a great supporter of Whole Funnel, and you've done the same, just like Philo. You're two great leaders in this organization, and now that it passes down to Art, who's to my right. I think he's standing close to me because he said, hurry up, get off the stage. But in any case. Anyways, Albert told me to cut into his time. Okay. But in any case, thank you, and we look forward to continuing our relationship into the future.
Oh, Dina, I never knew you was Portuguese.
That's the impression right there.
You know what it is? That,